Well, the benefits of cutting down on alcohol are, first of all, you save money. Secondly, it's good for your health. And thirdly, I see too many soldiers getting into trouble through excess alcohol. So the answer is it's good for your life as well.
And obviously we are coming into the festive season now, and there's going to be more invitations to parties and do's, and there might be the opportunity to drink more alcohol. What would your message be to people?
Just pace yourself. Enjoy the party, enjoy a drink, just don't drink to excess. We all like a drink, and we all like that feeling of when the world's got a slightly fluffy pink edge to it. And that's about the 3 to 4 drink level. And the point is the body breaks alcohol down at 1 unit an hour. So if you're putting more than 1 unit an hour in, you'll very quickly go beyond that and start going downhill and losing control. So pace yourself, mix soft drinks or a glass of water in with the alcoholic drinks, and therefore you can maintain that level and enjoy the whole evening rather than just part of it. And more importantly, remember it the next day.
And sometimes there are quite a few mixed messages over how much you can drink. People say 1 glass of red wine in the evening. I mean, is it quite easy for people to know their limits? How would you say that people should kind of understand those limits?
Well, so much depends. Are you male? Are you female? Are you tired? Have you had a busy day? Are you a bit under the weather? Do you have a big body mass or small? So it's very difficult. What I would say is if you're driving, don't drink. That is the absolute safest rule on that. But beyond that, an average pint of beer has between 2.5 and 3 units of alcohol. A glass of wine, a big one these days, has 2 units. And spirits, 1 shot equals 1 unit. So if you bear that in mind, you probably shouldn't be drinking more than 1 to 2 pints an hour if you want to maintain some semblance of self-control. And even that is at the upper limit. So if you use that as a benchmark, you can't go too far wrong.
And it is Alcohol Awareness Week this week. People will be out there and they'll be hearing the messages. What is the army doing to push this message to people? And what can people look up if they do want more information on it?
Well, One Division is doing a big campaign this week, which is tremendous. My own health branch is backing it up with a series of presentations, poster campaigns. You can now get various apps to give you advice on drinking. You can go to your medical centre, where the medical staff can give you in-confidence advice about alcohol if you think you've got a problem. The Royal Army Physical Training Corps instructors and units can give advice, although they're not medically trained, they are health trainers. So there's a raft of people out there that can give you sensible advice. Actually, the advice is pretty simple. Drink steadily and slowly and pace yourself. Mix soft drinks in amongst it, and you shouldn't go too far wrong. It's drinking to excess which is the problem. And once you start getting on that slippery slope, the self-control tends to go, and therefore you get a bit of a vicious cycle.
I think what you might be talking about is obviously this binge drinking culture. Do you think there is a binge drinking culture amongst the army or community as a whole?
Well, there is a binge drinking culture in society. People tend not to drink during the week, mainly because I think they work quite hard. They're keen to save their money up for a Friday and Saturday night. And then it's the done thing. It's very macho to, drink until you drop, and then even after that, carry on drinking. So it wouldn't be surprising if our young men and women, take that culture on board. And let's face it, we have a very positive culture. We build teams. We tell people they're invincible. It's quite a physical environment. So I'm not surprised that we tend to want to do what civil society does, even to the next level. So all I'm saying is, let's stop. We're a disciplined organisation. There are consequences for drinking to the point of loss of self-control. And let's just row back from that and actually set the example, set ourselves apart, rather than just follow the herd. And it's interesting, because if you talk to most people, they will have a grudging respect for people who are teetotal. Although they will tend to poo-poo it, most people, if you get them one-to-one, will say, yeah, actually, that's a bit of cred. So we do get it, really.